We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to the 16th paragraph in the third chapter. Page Chavchet in these editions. Uminak Sheim Kabbalat HaMishpat. What we find difficult when it comes to accepting a ruling, a judge's ruling. Being that his finite decision, the ruling of the judge, is not obvious. It's not something that a person hears and says, yeah, that was obvious, yeah, I got that. It's not something a person could have assumed before entering the court or understand easily after entering court. The judge himself doesn't have a ruling so quickly. He himself has to work hard and look in depth. And the ruling is given to the heart of the judge, someone living in our day. And the books of halachic ruling are not enough to show, reveal to anyone who looks, psak hadin shel kol mora, what the ruling is in every instance, where someone who wants to be stubborn can't say, no, it's different. One of the difficulties is that you're calling a rabbi or you're coming to court and you're hearing a ruling which you feel like, who says? Who says it's right? So the judge was supposed to sit down and work hard on the sources and come up with a conclusion. And then you ask him for his sources, and there's no obvious source. You have to look at multiple sources and work out what the ruling is. Only those who are willing to dedicate their lives, their souls, to understand the truth will find it. After working really hard and looking with super depth, till the judge and his ruling become one. But it takes a lot of work. And this is one of the reasons why our inclination finds ample room latot lev ba'alei hadin, to sway one's heart, liten katef soreret la'adin va'adayan, to rebel, to actually turn away from the judge and his ruling. So a person can say, oh, that judge was biased, he didn't understand, he gave a ruling without really understanding what was going on here, he doesn't really understand the law. There's no question that I'm in the right. But he didn't understand the depths of what was really going on. He doesn't have enough understanding to understand what I mean, what I was dealing with. And when he gave ruling, it's based on his imagination, based on his inclinations, based on his bias. Can it be that I have to be subservient to such a convoluted ruling? Guys, he's not exaggerating. Every word he said here, I've heard. More than once. People have court cases and then they come and they say, Rabbi, I know I went to court and I know the rabbi ruled this way, but he doesn't understand. I know the rabbi ruled this way, but he didn't hear me out. I know the rabbi rules it, but he doesn't know halacha well enough. I know people think he knows, but he ruled against me. Now, when people say it, they don't hear that that's what they're saying. The Chazon Ish is quoting to you from real life. These are things I see often. So the Chazon Ish says, okay, I just explained, says the Chazon Ish, in order to understand halacha and connect with halacha, it requires a lot of learning. And then when a person comes to court, he looks at the judge and says, prove that. And then the judge can show him his ruling. And then the guy opens the text and he hasn't spent time studying it. So he looks at it and says, oh, what's the proof? Based on that, you ruled this way. Okay, that's right. If you don't understand. You know, just this morning, someone called up with a shaila. I was on my way to the machon and I told him, it's mutter. The specific case they were asking about, I said, it's permissible, you can do that. So they said to me, Rabbi, I can't believe that. I said, okay, tell me what books you have at home. And I'll tell you in that book where you'll find that it says it's permissible. Tell me, you know, fine. Tell me which books. I'll work with you. You have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch at home? So we'll go there. Yeah, tell me which books you're using to question. She says, it's a woman calling. She says, I don't know which books we have. I said, okay, so talk to your husband, figure out which books you have. And if you look up these laws, it's written pretty much black and white. It's not my invention. You open up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, open up a... So she says, yeah, but I never understood the halacha this way. I said, but that's what the words say. You know, here it's not an invention. And I can tell you, we ended the conversation. I don't think she's going to go home and think it's permissible. I didn't convince her. I still can't figure out how to convince her. So I asked her, when was the last time you reviewed these laws? She says, oh, it's been ages. I don't know. I said, okay, but you know, any book you open, that's the halacha. So that was an easy case. And even there, the person's not convinced. Ah, maybe you didn't understand. Maybe you didn't see. You know, there's a tendency, and the more distant we are from the halachos, so then the less apt we are to accept what the halacha has to say. Because I think it should be prohibited. How could that be permissible? To my logic, it seems obvious that should be prohibited. Okay, that's why a person has to learn, and if he doesn't learn, he has to at least have someone who learned and assume that the person knows, does understand. They're not just pulling a rabbit out of the hat. The Chazon Ish is touching on something which comes up in many areas of halacha. People make another mistake when this happens. I'll get to you in one second. People make another mistake. They go to another rabbi. They say, okay, this rabbi didn't understand. I'll go to a second rabbi. That's usually a mistake. And if you're going to do that, at least have the decency to tell the second rabbi that you asked the first rabbi and tell him all the facts. A guy once came with a shaila about his Sheva Brachos, how many days he could do Sheva Brachos. So I told him, you know, given that he wasn't a virgin and she wasn't a virgin, they could only do Sheva Brachos for the beginning. They can't do Sheva Brachos for 7 days. So the guy wasn't happy with my ruling because his teachers didn't realize his history and her history. You know, by that point he had a long beard and everything, and everyone, you know, forgot where that once upon a time he wasn't even Jewish. And he didn't have a beard, and he wasn't a virgin. And so he went to another rabbi and asked him what the ruling is. And the rabbi said, you could do Sheva Brachos for 7 days. He said, you know, I spoke to someone else who said I can only do it one day. But he didn't give all the details of the question. And so the second one said, well, I guess this guy doesn't know how to learn. It just so happens that this question I also wanted to be lenient on. So I passed the question to Chacham Ovadia Yosef, and I passed the question to Rabbi Feinstein. It's one of those few questions I actually got in. And they both ruled that he can only do Sheva Brachos one day. It wasn't even my ruling, you know, because I also wanted to be lenient on his behalf. I understood the desire to have Sheva Brachos for 7 days. I was trying to figure out if there was a way to say that, and I didn't think there was enough halachic basis. So someone out in Europe said that he wasn't actually giving a ruling on me. He was giving a ruling on Chacham Ovadia and Rav Feinstein. I guess they don't know how to learn. You know, but I never told the guy this. It's interesting. It's an alumni of ours. I never told him this. You know, he didn't. I'm confident he didn't give all the details. But I wasn't going to start arguing with him. You know, you want to ask someone else. You want to go. I'm not going to go fighting with you. I'm saying there's a tremendous Yetzer Hara when a person asks a Shaila to feel like maybe they don't understand either the halacha, maybe they don't understand me. Don't be so confident. If you think the person didn't understand, say ask them. The person will hopefully explain. Okay, let's